going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Aaron Rodgers went on the Pat McAfee show today, and he was not all, you know, relax. He actually did look very relaxed. Several people saying Aaron Rodgers looked like he was having a good time before he went on the Pat McAfee show, which more power to him if he did.
I mean,
people, what people getting mad about? Huh? What are we doing here?
Yeah, I mean,
come on.
We saw McAfee and the crew during the NFL draft.
Y'all want to buy some drugs?
I mean, they were all baked out of their minds.
But he went on the McAfee show, blasted the Jets.
Yeah.
Blasted Aaron Glenn for moving on from him and like, you don't know me. Went in on the organization about his 2 years that were there. And he did say that Christopher Johnson was good to work with. So we got that going for
but
us.
But also, is it that far-fetched to believe that that organization is a whole basket of cats, even if you take the Aaron Rodgers of it all away? No, of course not.
A mess.
It's a complete and utter mess.
It's a mess. See the players' survey, which gave ownership an F, and then the owner coming out and saying
the survey's rigged.
Fake news.
Yeah.
No, it was
we don't even know the methodology. No, the methodology spelled out for you there, Bubba. Like what are we doing here?
Come on, brah. But what people really want to know about, Aaron Rodgers did address, and it was his free agency, where he's going to play next year, what his situation is. And, whoa, Nelly, we've got a 1 minute and 20 second clip here.
Brett Favre the hell out of this thing.
There is a lot to unpack from it. Here is Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show talking about his future.
To make a commitment to a team is a big thing, whether you're a first-year player or a 20-year vet. I had a lot of great conversations with a lot of teams. Not one of those was the Jets, because that wasn't a great conversation.
We heard. So that was an accurate report. Okay, got it, got it. Okay.
That was not an accurate report. We can get into that in a second. But
oh, okay.
But I had some good conversations. But I've been up front with all of them. I don't have anybody, working on my PR staff. Like me as the head of my PR. She tells me what the hell is going on if I need to know anything. I don't have any leaks. I have a very tight circle. I'm not out there putting shit out just to put shit out. That's just not how I operate. There's been a lot of people assuming they have information about me. That's just not true. I've been straight up with these teams from the start about where I was at, starting with the money thing. I told every single one of the teams I talked to, it ain't about the money. I play for 10 M's. I don't care. I never once said I need a multi-year deal, $30, $40 million. That's absolute bullshit. I said I play for 10. Yeah, whatever.
Well, I thought you were a selfish.
Yeah. Okay. Lot to get to there. Lot to get to there. Okay. First of all, he says meeting with the Jets did not go well. Remember, the report was that, you know, they just told him they didn't want him anymore. Yeah. He had a negative reaction to that. And then he said, we'll get to that. He did get to it and basically confirmed everything that the report had said about the meeting that went down. Then he goes, I don't have a PR team. No way. Every step of the way, dude.
It's all you.
We have noticed you don't have a PR team. And whoever Mia is, not doing a great job there, bubs.
Still doing better than Maz PR, but only slightly.
Then he says, you know, it's basically just me. And I'm not putting S out there just to put S out there. You literally went on the Pat McAfee show every week and put S out there for the sake of putting S out there during the season.
I will say, counterpoint, this period, he hasn't.
No.
He this is the first time we've heard from him in a while now.
Yep.
Other than, like, he's... Look, Aaron's a weird dude, man. Like, he's obviously not the guy that I knew when I was a kid. He's drastically different. I think that changed really in his mid-30s when things kind of went the way that they did with everything. Because he was a normal dude for a long time.
Most of his career. I mean, honestly.
It's really been like, what, 6 years, 7 years?
No, it was after he won his Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was that, and that's when things
COVID
really
timeline screws me up. So, like, so probably about
2011.
I think it really started to go sideways like 14, 15.
Yeah.
That's been like 10 years now.
Yeah. Which is half of his career.
Which is kind of crazy to think about because he's been in the league for so long. But, you know, he's going to do what he's going to do. And I jokingly said it sound very Brett Favre-ian as far as, like, I may retire, I may play. Like, I think he's genuinely having that crisis that Hall of Fame greats have when they still have juice in the tank. Like, Brady did this. Manning did this.
Yep.
Like, they, when you are one of the five maybe best quarterbacks or just one of the best players to ever play your game, it is, I mean, Carmelo Anthony was like the worst version of this. The whole of the league's blackballing me, blah, 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 blah. I don't want to come off the bench, you know, that stuff. And I was like, all right, dude, we've had enough of you. But when you, the rare guy that is a top 25, top 50 player, whatever sport, that makes the transition into being a guy and not making it about them is the Vince Carters of the world. And they're so, like, how many guys in the NFL have done that? That have, like, and I'm talking the guy that was like, that was at the very best, had the cameras on him.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Well, but he was always the same guy. He was the first one that popped in my head too, but I immediately was like, no, he was always a pro.
Mm-hmm.
Never wavered, never changed.
Well, so was Vince. Vince wasn't ever an issue.
No, but he also kind of accepted the full-on role player. Where Fitz, even when he retired, was still really good.
Well, he moved into the slot.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
He was an outside receiver his entire career, and then they moved him into the slot, and he was like, all right, whatever. And he was still good. Found a way to be really good. Yeah.
It's so few and far between.
Yeah. No, it is. It's really hard to find them.
When you're talking about, like, yeah, that's a first ballot Hall of Famer, absolutely one of the greatest games ever seen. And I think that they're just, it's because of how they're wired.
Mm-hmm.
And I genuinely think he's fighting that. I genuinely think he's fighting that.
Well, it's the hardest thing for any athlete to do. And, you know, he did say in there, though, that he'd play for 10 M's. I'd play for $10 million, too. But what he's saying is like, dude,
it's not about
play
the money.
I would play on a 1 year deal if that's all you wanted me for. But without saying it, he said he wants it to be on his terms.
Yeah.
And he wants it to be a fit for him.
Mm-hmm.
Why he is not with the Pittsburgh Steelers right now is because the Pittsburgh Steelers
are going to want to control
do everything. Not want him to run his Aaron Rodgers offense, mm-hmm. air quotes, which is just a stupid way of saying Mike McCarthy's West Coast offense, mm-hmm. where he is in charge at the line of scrimmage. He can make all the checks. He can make all the calls. He's going to essentially be your play caller. You can give him a recommendation, and then he will go off of whatever the hell he wants to do. I think one of the most impressive things that Matt LaFleur ever did was as a first-time head coach.
He was able to manage that.
Was able to step in. And he'd be like, fine, if this is the way you're going to go, I'll give you three play calls. You pick the one that you want, and then you can run it. He gave him three great options. They were very successful. Mm-hmm. And really what it came down to, and you could see the frustration on LaFleur's face, is that when he would give him play calls, he would choose the lesser of the one that LaFleur wanted. And you'd be like, why did you do that?
Yeah.
Why did you do that? Right. And so that's the reason why he's not in Pittsburgh. It's not a money thing.
No.
It's not a years thing. It's not the fact that they may draft a quarterback this year. It is they want Arthur Smith to be the play caller. They want Aaron Rodgers to run Arthur Smith's offense. And he's at a point in his career where he does not want to cede that control, and he won't.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And I get the organizational stuff from the Steelers because it's ruled by an iron fist. And they don't want to defer to that, and they don't want to change what they do for the quarterback. But I don't know if Arthur Smith is a good enough coordinator for you to be like, yeah, he has to do it. But organizationally, they don't care about who that person is. It's more about the pecking order.
What's crazy, though, is that if Aaron Rodgers were to buy in to the style that Arthur Smith wants to play,
it'd probably be good for him.
It would be great for him at this point in his career. Because you have two burners on the outside in Pickens and Metcalf. It would be a ball control offense where you're going to run the ball and you don't have to worry about your arm fatiguing over the course of the season.
You're not throwing it 35, 40 times a game.
It would adapt to his style of play a little bit. And he Arthur Smith would do that. You could say what you want about Arthur Smith as a head coach. Mm-hmm. Not a good head coach.
No.
And definitely not a good head coach that is a play caller at the same time. But his offenses were really effective
and efficient.
With a quarterback who was limited in Tennessee, and they ran the ball, they took the shots downfield, and Rodgers would be so damn good at that because he's always one step ahead. Like, and that's the thing, is that he always wants to have that control of the chess pieces.
Yeah.
And
because he is, like, for all people out there, Aaron is a dummy. Aaron's a brilliant dude. Aaron is a brilliant dude.
No, he's eccentric and weird.
Yeah, but
he's smart.
Incredibly smart.
And he may like crystals.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Look, he's weird. There's no doubt about it. But Aaron's a very, very, very smart dude.
Yeah, and football smarts. There's a lot of guys that couldn't pass a class in school, but they know football inside and out. It's totally different. But I think there's a lot of really interesting pieces of that. And if he had a PR team,
I wonder how they would handle it.
The back end of his career would be so different.
Would it?
And as this texter says, like, after his brother was on The Bachelorette and outed him as a D to his family, it all went south. Yep.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have a PR team.
No.
He didn't want to handle it the way that you probably should. Take the high road, make them look like they're the a-holes instead of you. Instead, he was just like, nope, leaning into it.
Yeah.
And people would view him far differently than he is right now. But also, I agree, his true colors have shown. And it's turned a lot of people off. And I don't think he cares about that.
No.
I really don't think he does at all. But he can, if he has another good, at the end of this past year, he played okay.
He looked good.
Not old Aaron Rodgers.
No.
But I mean, that's still really damn good.
Old Aaron Rodgers was, you know, an MVP.
Yeah. And as B-Rod points out, do you think there's a chance he lands in Minnesota? Vikings have said they're waiting to see how McCarthy will be soon. If not, good. do they go and get A-Rod or sign another veteran? Dude, Aaron Rodgers is the guy that they would probably go out and try to sign, and that would be the most hilarious path he could take, going Packers, Jets, Vikings, and then in the shadow of Brett Favre, which pissed him off for the longest time, just follows exact path.
And remember, that Favre-led Vikings team was really good.
No. Mm-mm. They're really bad. Justin Jefferson, dude. Hawkinson, Jordan Addison. Yeah, he would have a field day with those guys.
Especially like, with KOC.
This texture says those receivers in Pittsburgh are not precise route runners would frustrate Rodgers. That's the thing. He can't run his offense. That's what we were just saying. You can't run that offense that he wants to run, but it would be perfect for him. No. He could take shots over the top. He could still push the ball down the field.
Look, he doesn't have the same cannon he used to. It still ain't bad.
Mm-mm.
I'd still put him in the top 10 as far as like getting the pushing the ball down the field.
When we had Ainge on yesterday, Eric said something that is so simple, but it's the reality. Hit the open receiver.
Yeah.
If you can hit the open receiver, you're fine.
Yeah.
In Arthur Smith's offense, it actually does that. But his quarterback's been so dumb, they can't find the open receiver. And that's why everybody's like, what's wrong with Kyle Pitts? Well, they didn't throw him the ball.
Yeah, that was a big part of that. Big part of that.
Drake London, why did he pop last year? They threw him the football.
Turns out the really good wide receiver is really good when you get him the ball. Turns out.
Find the open guy. Yeah. Get him the damn ball. All right. Update from Aaron Rodgers. You think he retires?
I think it's on the table.
I think he may just walk away.
Yeah, I think it's on the table.
I
don't think he wants to go to Pittsburgh. He says he's not waiting out the Vikings. I think he is waiting out the Vikings.
I think Minnesota.
And he definitely doesn't want to do OTAs.
Pittsburgh.
He's not signing before.
Well, I think he's also watching what teams do in the draft, too.
Yeah.
Whether he wants to admit it or not. I think Minnesota, Pittsburgh. I think New Orleans would be in play.
The car thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, or maybe perhaps wait until a few weeks into the season, see if, you know, somebody gets hurt.
Yeah. And that's real Brett Favre territory.
Yeah.
That is the real Brett Favre territory of, I'm done, and then come out of the woodworks.
Mm-hmm.
Have Ed Werder, you know, at his house out front like, I think I saw Brett Favre earlier. That was the weirdest time.
I mean,
it's actually pretty normal now.
Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah.
I think T.O. kind of disrupted all that doing sit-ups in his front yard.
No, the Favre thing was way different because it was like, T.O. called the press to go there.
It's fair.
They were just like sitting out there like, maybe we'll see him. Maybe he'll come out and talk.
A little Tonya Harding-esque.
So weird. Yeah. Yeah. And Barry Bonds with mm-hmm. Pedro Gomez going through his trash.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients. And that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill it deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.